This episode is brought to you by Wise Media, the number one content curator in the world. Reporting live from Memphis, Tennessee. I just got done watching the 2018 NBA Finals, and it was one of the worst showings of competition between two teams. The Golden State Warriors against the Cleveland Cavaliers was not fair. It looked like varsity versus JV. Clearly, there are now two different tiers in the NBA. You know, the Golden State tier and then everybody else. It's completely lopsided. And it was sad when you, like, the players, I think even deep down in the players' heart, they wish that the series would have been a little bit harder. Even the Golden State Warriors, when I saw them and looked in their eyes, they weren't that happy. They were not that happy. I feel bad for LeBron James. He was magnificent all throughout the playoffs. It's amazing that he even had that team in the finals. I can't see him staying in Cleveland at all. Not with that roster, not with the financial barriers they have. No, LeBron James, if he wants, I think even if he wants to win or if he just wants to transition into his business, he's moving from Cleveland. I don't see any reason why he would stay there unless his family really wants to stay there. And I can't call that. You know, he might want his kids to grow up around their family. He might have a lot of family in Cleveland. That's very important. So that's the only way that I see LeBron James staying in Cleveland, is if he really wants his family to be around the rest of his family, or if his family wants to stay there in Cleveland for whatever reasons. I'm not sure. But tell me if you had kind of a cheated feeling. I felt cheated. Cheated out of what competition should be. And that's because Kevin Durant ran like a little biatch to the Golden State Warriors after they threw him a powwow and came to give him a tea party and take him to get a manicure and a pedicure and you know, did the whole SpongeBob Patrick Best Friends Forever dance and made him feel all warm and fuzzy inside. KDO multiple Twitter handles having ass. I got handles on the court and handles off the court. Ha ha ha, face ass nigga. Gone somewhere. KD. So traitor kept, man, they call him Durantula. Man, he a, I don't know, he a traitor. Shout out to Russell Westbrook. LeBron, if you wanna win a ring, go to OKC with Russell Westbrook for a year and you will get a ring. You, Paul George, Steven Adams, Russell Westbrook, another three-point shooter, and y'all got a championship. Facts. I'm calling it right now. LeBron, Russell Westbrook. Hey, make it happen, LeBron. That's, if you want to take out Golden State, ain't nobody going to work harder than you, than Russell Westbrook. True story. Shout out to my niggas up north. Yeah, so. So. Put LeBron, you going to be at point. Russ going to be at two. PG going to be at three. Steven Adams at the five. And you need to pick up somebody like Trevor Ariza. He probably going to be cut by the Houston Rockets. They ain't gonna be able to keep him, probably. Or some 3 and D. Somebody who can play the four. I don't know who's gonna be a free agent, but you need somebody on the four. Have Roberson coming in, playing defense with whoever. Melo, you can come off the bench too if you want to get a ring. That's your best bet. And who gonna beat that? With LeBron at the one, Russ at the two, PG at the three. Cause okay, first of all, everybody except for Russell Westbrook, and Russell Westbrook ain't no hoe on defense, so all them gonna be tall. LeBron, PG, 6'8", 6'7", Steven Adams, yeah, like they out there, they long. You need people long and rangy, especially when you playing against KD. You know, we need a 6'11" lanky defender, somebody who can guard KD. Well, we need what pick OKC got. We need to get somebody in the draft. Get somebody in the draft who like 6'11", athletic, be a defensive monster, and then teach them how to shoot threes. Get them the best shooting coach, somebody who got a little bit of shot, a lot of better athleticism. So now that the NBA season is over, it's time to talk about where LeBron is about to go for real. I don't think he's going to end up with Russell Westbrook because he's not going to Oklahoma. Nobody in Oklahoma is flat. I don't even know what's in Oklahoma. He ain't trying to go to Oklahoma. It's just not appealing. It could work. But anyways, realistically, LeBron James is going to the Los Angeles Lakers. Okay. He has homes in the city. I can probably name you 10 reasons right now. Let me give you 5 reasons why LeBron James is going to the Los Angeles Lakers. 1. He has houses out there, real estate out there, businesses out there, money out there. Duh. 2. It's LA, so it's nice. Like, weather is beautiful. It looks better than Ohio. It's just visually more appealing. People want to live on a beach. And, you know, he lived in Miami. He trying to get back to that warm weather. So, yeah, that's 2. 3, he liked Luke Walton as a coach. he spoke, I think he likes coaches that he can still kind of control. I don't know if he want to go to a Popovich who's going to really, like, he's going to have to, like, completely listen. Like, hey, Pop say do this, trust Pop. LeBron like to have control, I think. And with Luke Walton being a young coach, LeBron would like that. And Luke is a good coach. He's not a bad coach. He's a good coach. I like him. That's 3. 4. Lonzo. Lonzo Ball. He likes Lonzo Ball. He knows that if he goes to L.A., and plays with somebody like Lonzo Ball, he will get easy baskets. He wants to get easy baskets. Easy baskets. Lonzo Ball is going to be, he's going to average more than 10 assists his sophomore season. Watch. More than 10 assists. And LeBron's going to get your boy in the gym and get this boy. He gonna win a championship with Lonzo in 2 years. If they keep Lonzo. If they don't trade Lonzo for LeBron or something like that, watch. Lonzo, LeBron is gonna be a problem. It's gonna be him. The best, Kuz. Ooh, Lonzo at 6'7". Kuz at like 6'10". 6'9", LeBron at 6'8". Woo! I don't even know who had Ingram, 6'10", 6'11". Woo! Yeah. That's a squad. They just need a center. If they get Anthony Davis or somebody, Boogie, they need a center to go in there. Get Boogie. Boogie's a good playmaking center. He can pass and he can hit the three. Yeah. You might want to get Boogie. You might want to get Boogie and Bron. Whoa, Boogie Bron. Lonzo. Boogie Bron and Zoe. Yeah, that can compete for that. Will compete for a championship, because who's Golden State's five that they usually have out there? I don't know. Draymond, Boogie can rock with Draymond. Alright, then you got Steph and Lonzo. Lonzo 6'8", he can play defense. You know, Steph, like, you know, he's instinctive. Steph gonna give him the business though. I can't even lie. Starting off, I don't know. My boy Zoe, he got that lockdown defense. He got a better defense. He might have better defense than Steph Curry. To be honest, and wait till he come back with that three. That water. He need to get his basketball and his NBA body under him. His legs gonna be better. He got the NBA training, the NBA nutrition plan. He should, all that. Watch, he gonna come back hitting threes this year, and they're gonna be like, "Oh, he can shoot. He put in a lot of work." Like, man, Lonzo been able to shoot. So, then at the two, who you gonna have at the two? You can have Bron at the two, really. Ooh, Bron and Lonzo, kind of like James Harden and Chris Paul, both playmakers. Two playmakers on the court at all times. Yeah. Bron can get easy buckets, easy money. Like taking candy from a baby. He wants to play with people with high basketball IQ, like Luke Walton, like Lonzo Ball. High basketball IQ. Kuz. He can rock with Kuz. I think he liked what he saw. He liked what he saw from the Los Angeles Lakers. Man, yeah, KD. Ingram can guard him. Ingram can guard KD. Okay. I can see why that squad right there. That's the starting five that can beat the Golden State Warriors. LeBron James, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, and Boogie Cousins. Or Anthony Davis, one of them. So, yeah. Run tell that. This episode is brought to you by Wise Media, the number one content curator in the world. Curator. The number one content curator in the world. And if we ain't yet, bitch, we about to be.